Okay, let's review Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis with today's Daf. So, continuing on the themes of the previous few Daf, and three brises discuss things that bring a ruach ra or other harm to a person. So, Tana, Ochlu Namashkin Tachas Amita, Afilu Mechup Milchei Barzel Ruach Ra Shor Alein. If you keep food and drink under a bed, even in sealed containers, it could bring a ruach ra. Tana Rabban Lo Yishtaz Mayim Lo Lele Ruvias Lo Lele Shabbosos. Drinking water on Tuesday and Friday nights can bring evil spirits. Gemara offers five ways that somebody who's thirsty can drink and still ward off the evil spirits, including saying certain psukim in Tehillim, all the seven kolos of David HaMelech about Mayim. Tana Rabban Lo Yishtaz It's dangerous to drink water from rivers and ponds at night, but if a person is thirsty, he can drink and ward off the danger by saying certain incantations. The Mishnah said that even if a poor person has to collect from communal tzedakah funds to do it, he has to drink 4 cups of wine. So the Gemara explains, even though the general rule is, it's better to eat weekday food on Shabbos than to take tzedakah money, but Dalet Kosos is presume nisa. So therefore, we even collect from tzedakah to do that mitzvah. Even somebody who can't afford any special food for Shabbos should make whatever efforts possible to at least make an extra small dish in his home in honor of Shabbos. The majority of the daf focuses on pieces of advice that various Tanaim gave to the children and students. Tan Rabban, Shiva Dvarim Siva Rabbi Kivas Rabbi Shua Beno. Rabbi Kivas told 7 things to his son Rabbi Shua: not to learn in the highest part of the city, not to live in a city where the people in charge are Talmid Chamim, not to enter any house, even his own, suddenly, always wear shoes, always eat early, treat Shabbos like a weekday rather than asking for tzedakah, and join partnerships with people who are in the streak of good luck, or even just do business with such people. Chamisha Dvarim Siva Rabbi Kivas Rabbi Shua Beno Chayk Shoy Chavish Beis Asurin. When Rabbi Kivas was in jail and was hesitant to teach Rabbi Shua Beno Torah, because he was afraid that Rabbi Shimon Chai would also be jailed, he taught Rabbi Shimon Chai 5 things. In Bikash Lichonek Tolabilan Gadol, if you want to pasken halachos, make sure you learn from great rebbeim. Ukshatam Lamides Mincha Lamdeo B'Sefer Muga. When you teach your son, always use a text that is perfectly correct, because Shabeshta Kivin Da Ol. Once a child is taught a mistake, the mistake will stick. Lo Savashal B'Kader Shabishal B'Chavercha. Don't marry a divorced woman whose first husband is still alive, or maybe even not to marry an almana because she's going to be comparing you physically. Mitzvah v'guf gadol uchal peros v'lo scharif. Somebody wants to benefit a lot and get a mitzvah at the same time, he should lend money and keep land as security because he'll be helping his friend and benefiting from the fruit of the field. Mitzvah v'guf tohar no se yishav v'lo banim. If a person wants to do a mitzvah and stay pure, he should get married and have children. Arba dvarim tzivu rabbeinu HaKadosh Rizbanav. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi gave 4 instructions to his sons. Number 1, al tidor b'shachnach tziv. Don't live in a certain place where people are mockers. Number 2, al teshev al mitas aramis. Don't sit on the bed of an arami woman. Either it means literally, or it means don't marry a gyores, or not to go to sleep without saying Shema. Al tavriach atzmecha min ameches. Don't avoid paying taxes, because ultimately they'll find you and they're going to take away all your money. Al tamud b'fnei ashar b'shar shalim min ha'agam. Don't stand in front of a black bull during Nisan when he comes out of the marsh, because he's more likely to attack. Once we talk about bulls, the Gemara warns us to be extremely careful around bulls, and that leads to a discussion of other dangerous practices, many of which can lead a person to get saras. Shlosha Dvarim Tziva Rabbi Yishmal Rabbi Yossi es Rabbi. Rabbi Yishmal Rabbi Yossi gave 3 instructions to Rabbi. Al tas mum ba'atzmecha. Don't go against 3 people in the Din Torah, because 2 of them will act as witnesses to testify against you. Al tamar al amekach b'shoshen l'cha damim. Don't act like you want to buy something when you have no money. Ishtecha tavla al tezakek l'alai l'arishona. When Anita Dor Raisa, who is just bleeding on the 7th day, goes to the mikvah, don't have marital relations with her that night, because she still might bleed. Shlosha Dvarim Tziva Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda es Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi 3 things. Al Teitzi Yechidi B'Layla. Don't go out alone at night, because damaging angels are all over the place. They used to be out every night, but Rabbi Chavir Mendoza decreed that they should only go out 2 nights a week. They also used to go everywhere, but Abaye decreed that they should only go to deserted areas. Al Tamun B'Fnei Haner Aruch. Arum, rather. Don't stand undressed in front of a candle, because it can lead to epilepsy, just like having marital relations in front of a candle can lead to epileptic children. And Al Tikanes, the Merchatz Chadosh, don't go to a new bathhouse for the first 12 months, because it might not be structurally sound.